Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our buddy Chip Scoggins had a great column today about our now, would we say, Adam, red hot loons. We're back. We're playing loon soccer.
Yeah.
We are playing loon soccer. We were miserable early. Maybe we had the hangover from the choke job last year. But they had a great win. And Chip's column was just, this was fun. It was a sellout. I drove by Allianz today, head back to Plymouth, and that's a fabulous place. I mean, to Chris Wright and everybody from the United who pulled that off, it's a 10. It is an absolute 10. And to be in there and to have fun and to feel safe, and whether you're going because you love the beautiful game or you're going because you love the beautiful people or you're going because a buddy got tickets, it was a warm night. But guess what? If you're going to sports in the summer, you're going to get some warm nights. And it's just a cool venue. And it just stood out to me when Chip offered that up, because – when my guy, Jeff Muenicki, contender for nicest person on planet Earth, I've known Mune since 1989 or 90, loved the guy, and he had an ace yesterday. We were playing golf, and I was so happy for him. And we were talking about just missing events. We talked about it a lot, missing concerts, missing people, missing if you love the orchestra, if you love going to movies, and the three of us all loving going to sports. And the beautiful game's not the top of my list, but Allianz is as good as any facility in town. And Carter and Dan, you go next. I'm sure it was a fabulous night, because when you can do the shared experience and have the passion and have the fun and the knucklehead factor is low, that's just a great night.
Yeah, I watched the end of the match last night, and they sing the Wonderwall, and it was mm-hmm. pretty cool watching that. The announcer was a bit hyperbolic on how on what that scene is compared to, you know, other sports scenes in the metro. But no, it was cool, and it was great to see that. And you could really tell that, you know, that some of those folks were very happy to be back, and it was cool to see.
How about you, Dan?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where the closest I've had to any kind of experience in person with something like that at this point was a ball game earlier this spring, which wasn't still to capacity yet. It wasn't, you know, the kind of nice weather that you can get at a Target Field or at an Allianz or any of the outdoor facilities in town. I'm not as enamored by those things on a regular basis as you guys are. You know, I'm just more of an introvert. Big crowds are not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But once in a while, yeah, I mean, there's an energy to that, and there's an experience to that that's definitely a fun time.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I love the energy. I love the shared experience. Something has drawn me there, which I enjoy. I love the people watching. But then we get to another extreme. And I know you put a tweet out on it last night. And first, I had no idea what you're talking about, because I was out of the television viewing experience. But I'm getting caught up early this morning on a variety of things, and I see that the Islanders won last night. Islanders had lost to the Lightning 8-0 the previous game, or down 2-0 in the second period. They come back in what's probably the last game at the arena, and they win the game in overtime to force Game 7 in the Eastern Conference. Well, it's kind of the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, or whatever,
I know.
Whatever we're calling
Montreal's
it.
Montreal's in the Western Conference. Go figure.
I know. It's I don't, you know, whatever we're doing with these four divisions. And so, again, passionate Isler fans. Like, the team went to Brooklyn, it bounced around. Now they're in the Coliseum. It's the last game of the Coliseum. New arena is coming up, and it's not that far away, so it's going to have the Long Island feel still. And their team wins. Okay, I want to repeat, the home team won. Adam, what did many of the fans do to celebrate the home team's dramatic saving this season victory? What did they do?
They started chucking their Bud Light silos onto the ice, many of which, surprisingly, still had liquid in it. Yeah, I don't get that one at all. I just start chucking beers at the guys that just won. So much so, though, you know, the chap that they interviewed after the game, Bouvillier, I think his name is, he was hiding in the tunnel, and you could tell, yes, he was kind of shaken by it. He's like, "Boy, these fans are wild. I don't know why they're chucking beers, but it's kind of scary out there."
Our guy, Cal Clutterbuck, did you see him?
Yes.
He nabbed one in the air, yeah, that was headed near him, and he looked furious. He should have been furious. Because you're right, plenty of them were landing enough with a thud that if they hit somebody, that would have been painful. Now, it helps that you got the helmet on, but what if it hits you right in the face? There are just some people who go to games, to quote Conan, tonight is Conan's last show. And at some point, we may have to have a discussion about changing the show open, because everybody having the show open is going away. But when Conan sings morons, there was a moronic level of intensity from the idiots who are throwing beer cans on the ice last night towards their heroes. And by the way, sound like I'm saying, hey, it would have been okay if it was towards the Lightning, because, yeah, you know, they won.
Or like a bad call. Yeah.
Yeah. You're at the game. Your team won. You're euphoric. You're also bossy and all the great things that have happened here. And you're thinking, hey, I got an extra beer. I haven't drank it yet. I'm only up to 14 at this point. I bought 15. I'm going to fire it and try to hit Cal Clutterbuck.
Now, do you buy into the theory that this is okay? We've seen the actions of fans in the NBA, now the NHL, that this is just that we forgot to act, that we were cooped up for so long that now we're back amongst the great unwatched, and we just go nuts and what anything goes.
Well, it's a good question. I think we first talked about this about a month ago with Major. Remember, Major's like, I mean, he was talking in some ways, Dan, about how wary he was about what was about to take place. It's not like we all were angels before at these events, but I think I'm going to chime in first. You also, Dan. I think there is a level of that. I think there is a level of I'm so excited to be back. And instead of just enjoying it, like obviously the overwhelming majority did, at the game on the island, and I'm sure the overwhelming majority did with United. But let's not forget the racial, religious animus that can come from soccer fans. I don't think we've had any of that in St. Paul, thankfully. Man, across the globe, it's as bad as any sport. I think there is some to that. I really do. And I guess that means we'll have more of it the rest of the summer. What do you think, Cook?
I mean, I don't see any reason to assume that it's going to slow down anytime real soon, right? I mean, because we're still in this process of getting back to whatever the new normal is going to be. And in that sense, I don't think people have, you know, sorted out. Clearly, we've forgotten how to behave civilly in public. I mean, we can see that on the airlines. We can see that in incidences like this, you know.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. It's everywhere. And I don't, you know, why would we even start to think it's going to slow down? Because we're still getting back to these situations. It's going to take time, hopefully for some sort of equilibrium to be found where people stop losing their minds when they're in public and start behaving like rational adults again.
Well, let's stay with that because I want to talk Miami and this frightening situation which is continuing to take place with the building collapsing. But let's raise that to you out there in the audience through a text or a phone call. What is going on with the number of public incidents, whether it's at a large venue, and we're just starting to get back to large venues, or just the individual encounters where people are so disrespectful, they are so rude, they are so contemptuous. This is a show that prides itself on having opinions for the show, okay? And maybe at times it can get heated. It's a radio show. This isn't what any of the three of us ever does in public. And you can passionately want your team to win, or the individual can win, and you can disagree with protocols, or you know, on a flight or a grocery store or restaurant. But there is something going on. Now, we always have this debate. Is it worse than ever, or are we capturing everything through Twitter, through Insta, through Snapchat, you name it? Because I think it's worse. And I think it is bleeping embarrassing. It's not just distasteful. I mean, how do you justify? And we have people who are boorish. But the overwhelming majority of people are still good people. And even they at times seemingly have lost the confines to just normal disappointment if something doesn't go their way, if they disagree on like a mask policy. And it's remarkable how awful some people feel, just they feel emboldened that they can act this way. Why is that taking place? Why is it taking place? Or you don't think it's that exaggerated? And are we about to see more and more of it as we continue to make progress outside of the serious concern about the Delta variant? Let me know through phone calls and texts. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. All right, let's go right to the phone calls on our topic on public behavior and how it's just awful at times. Drew is in Lakeville. Drew, thanks for calling. You're on CCO, sir.
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. So I agree, it is increasing, and just a quick reason for that in my mind is that there's an old saying about the culture of an organization is defined by the worst behavior that its leader is willing to tolerate. And we saw in the last presidential administration not only a toleration, but a demonstration of just terrible tantrum, playground bully, selfish behavior, and that's given people the green light to do the same thing.
Thank you, Drew. So let's talk about the Trump effect, Adam. All three of us at times were very critical of the president's behavior. Policy, there were different points where the three of us saw things differently. But on his behavior, I can say with 100% certitude of my opinion that Donald Trump is a bully, that his behavior is boorish, that words he uses are filth at times. And so were there certain people inspired by that who thought it was cool? If Trump does it, I can do it. Yeah. That doesn't account for all of it, though, for me, though, Adam. I mean, I think that is a percentage of it. It was shameful how Donald Trump treated people and really got away with it his whole life. And because he's had for almost everybody, an incredibly, incredibly successful life. President of the United States, worth the money he's worth. What does he judge himself on? Attractive women, right? He's with that. That's him. How much blame, credit, how much we tie that back to the 45th president, Carter?
I don't know. I mean, certainly some of it, but I look at just what we were talking about, the folks throwing beers on the ice at Nassau Coliseum. I don't see that direct result of Donald Trump. What I see, the Trump effect to me is is a group of people, and I don't even know if it's him that I think he just kind of exacerbated and seized on a group of people that just cannot accept no, and that, you know, that if I don't get my way, I got screwed or cheated out of something, and therefore I'm going to raise a ruckus, and, you know, because my life falls short in certain areas, it ain't my fault, it's somebody else's fault. And there's a lot of people that tap into that, that fuel those flames too. And then I think that in, you know, in social media, we talk about, you find other people that feel the same way, and suddenly you're more free to express those views, not only about, you know, who you're blaming too, where it used to be, where it's more acceptable now, like, to blame certain groups of people, that before he's like, well, let's examine that. And, you know, that you really can't blame a group of people like that because, A, that's either racist or sexist. Now it's more acceptable to do that. And that, again, I don't think it's specifically Donald Trump to blame for that. He seized on that evolving belief, and his rise kind of brought it out into the open, and a lot more people, it became more acceptable.
It did. There are millions, well, I don't know, millions. There is a huge percentage who've acted in this boorish way, and it has nothing to do with Donald Trump, though.
Right.
Nothing. To blame him for everything, let's be clear, that's like a texter here who just doesn't listen at all, said, did you listen to Biden's speech yesterday? You cracked me up, Chad. Get over Trump. Everything isn't his fault. How about some accountability from the knuckleheads in your party? First of all, I'm not a registered Democrat. For the thousandth time, I'll say I voted for Republican as president in 2016. In the last election, I voted for Republicans. Donald Trump wasn't competent to be president. He's a bully, and he treats people horribly. But there are many positions where I agree with the Republican Party. I thought Joe Biden was about the sixth or seventh best candidate with the Democrats. So try listening. And by the way, the caller raised Donald Trump. The caller. And so we responded to the caller.
Yeah.
Let's go. What's that?
Oh, I was just going to say this mentality that, you know, I lost or I didn't get my way, so I was screwed. That isn't exclusive to the right. I mean, that's I don't know if it's a generational thing. I don't know.
Jim is in Eden Prairie. Jim, go ahead.
Hi, Chad. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to first say that I wonder if you guys see any irony in the NBA and the NHL finals taking place right in the eve of the 4th of July. I remember when the Celtics had their great team with Parrish and Bird and Bill Walton. The finals were around Memorial Day, and we thought that was awful late. Now we're playing basketball, hockey in summer. But to get to your point,
I don't think that plays any part. Zero. No, I really don't.
I'm just saying that's a general comment. If you think that's odd or not, I'm not tying this to this
yeah.
incident.
I don't mind it actually. I think the sports could play in the summer and avoid football because they both get crushed by football. But I it's definitely different. Yep.
Yeah. Now, about the Islander thing, I'm not going to excuse people because of the pandemic and because they don't know how to behave. I think the Islanders, first of all, I think pro hockey has always been big on aggressive behavior and fights, and I'm sure you've talked about that before. If I was the Islanders, I would have identified who I could and arrested them. Throwing bottles, their cans of beer that are partially full, is not just boorish behavior. It is dangerous behavior.
Yes.
It could hurt somebody.
For sure. Agree 100%.
That's what I have to say.
Islanders and the local police. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate the call. Adam, I'm sure you're with me. Islanders with cameras there and with police, these folks should be arrested.
Yep.
And they should be charged, without a doubt. Let's take a break here. Come back. Plenty of text on this. The public behavior, not just the sporting events. We see it everywhere. And again, I see plenty of it on both sides of the aisle, or see plenty of it when I have no idea where they stand publicly. So, sure, was the past president a bully who acted in Boris' way? Yep. And he got away with a lot. But is he the blame for all this? For me, hell no. We're back in moments. 12:54, that is the Lindis construction time check. Time to call for a free roof estimate. Okay, Adam, I want you to respond to a number of texts. You've probably seen them also. We've got a couple themes. We've got a number of themes, and I really appreciate the number of texts. 651-989-9226. Blaming it that we're not tough enough on kids, that it's tied to the most recent two generations, and that last year when the protest took place and when the police, according to texters, okay, I'm reading the text, had to step back and couldn't confront them, and that nothing happened to the protesters who were violent, that enabled others. What do you think about those two theories?
Are we talking about the protesters here or the ones in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No, it's seriously.
Isn't it funny how you're more upset if the protesters don't agree with your view? I mean, we're really consistent about that.
The generational thing, I mean, I get that. But look, a lot of the boorish behavior we've seen is not exclusive to one generation.
100%.
There's older folks just as guilty as younger folks. So I don't buy that. And the whole coddled thing, I mean, I get it. I get, you know, the everybody gets a trophy crowd that – but we
join it
100%.
There are times we think it's ridiculous.
Yes, but that we use that way too much to be a legitimate excuse for a lot of stuff.
First of all, we can have this nature versus nurture argument forever, right? Some parents are amazing at what they do, and the kids turn out amazing. Some parents are terrible at what they do, and the kids are amazing, and vice versa. For me, the overwhelming amount of boorish behavior. No, I shouldn't say the overwhelm. I'm correct. But probably half of it, at least, if not more, people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s. So this idea that it's just 18-year-olds out there and 25-year-olds out there, and life was better in the 50s and 60s, and parents were better? No. No. There are plenty of individuals in their 20s and 30s who are great, great individuals, love to work, treat people the right way. So there's automatic from older individuals, and sadly this show, like everybody else, is getting older, that automatically it was better in my time. No. Parts of it you can like better. But the idea that the ruination of our societies because parents are too soft, by the way, ask my older boys. I wasn't soft at all. My fault was I was too tough on them. So I'm not the soft parent. But that to me is just too much of a crutch. CBS and Adam Carter, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.